Ryan Sexton, John O'Shea, Ashlyn Sullivan. Jaguars Drive Time starts right now.
Good morning. Welcome in Jaguars Drive Time Thursday, brought to you by the Fields Auto Group. And as you can see, it's going to be a little while before the Jaguars are back here in TIAA Bank Field playing a game, not until November 8th, a day after Florida and Georgia. Jaguars preparing a trip to the West Coast to play the Chargers on Sunday. Then a much needed bye week. And Brian Sexton, this next home game, November 8th. What are we going to do until then?
I thought we decided yesterday that none of us really had good bye week plans. What I think of when I think of that long stretch is, you know, if the Jaguars had been playing in a normal world this year, they would have been gone for a very long time. You know, this is that point where they would be going to London for two games this year. And that's now obviously off the table. But this stretch of October, since 2013, when the Jaguars started playing games in London every year, has been a wasteland, a barren wasteland in the Jaguars' schedule in Jacksonville. And fans have, I don't know whether they've gotten used to it or not, but there's some level of, there's some level of being used to the fact that in October, the Jaguars aren't around.
Could not agree more. We're definitely used to it. And John, I will say, as you can see, I'm here in the studio just for this morning, and I do miss you running in with your coffee cup 20 seconds before we go on air. Frazzled, but enjoying your coffee. I'm a little lonely. I'm not going to lie.
I'm a little frazzled right now, Schlen. I'll be honest with you. So I think you can probably sense it. I have no coffee. I just put the laptop down. I was tweeting the show, as PCAV wants us to do. So now I'm set.
It is very difficult to multitask these days. So, John, I'll give you that. Let's get into big things. And big thing one is be a pro. That was the message from Jay Gruden and Doug Marone yesterday on Wednesday. Forget about the anxiety. Forget about the frustration. Just go on the field and play, erasing the stigma of having that young roster as an excuse.
We have to stay together. And we have to continue to push ourselves in practice and meetings and try to get better and be relentless in our preparation and our work ethic. That can never change as a professional football player or a coach. No matter what your record is, you have to go out and prepare, be relentless in it, and that's what we have to do. And we have to stay together. There can't be any finger pointing. Coach Marone does a great job preaching that, and I think the players will rally around each other and figure this thing out. It's a young football team. We get it. But youth is no longer an excuse. Guys have been together for enough time now. We should be executing better, and hopefully we will be moving forward.
There you have it. Big thing, too, is a big test for big guys. Chargers defensive end Melgram Ingram returns to the field on Sunday, and he's paired with Joey Bosa, which is a very difficult match to take on. You're going to have to find your playmakers and find them quick on offense on Sunday.
You know, you look at times, those few times, you know, like, I was off a little bit. He was off a little bit. We just couldn't seem to get in a rhythm. And I think that's one of the big things with DJ is, you know, you think if you get him involved, get him going early, then, you know, he can be really good for you, and he has that confidence going. And, you know, that's something we're going to try to do a better job of is, you know, just getting him involved in the game because we know what he can be and the player he is for us.
Gardner Minshew talking about his connection with wide receiver DJ Chark there and how he wants to get it going a little sooner this week. And finally, big thing three is the other side of this. Do you get the sense that this team is close to keeping the games close and finding a way to win in the fourth quarter? With that, you have to establish the run and establish it early.
Detroit did a nice job. They lined up in a couple fronts that are very difficult to run the ball against. We tried to force the issue early and didn't have much success. They were basically daring us to throw it. Probably should have went to the pass a little bit sooner and then let the pass set up the run as the game went on. But they did a great job. So hats off to Detroit, first of all. Losing A.J. hurt us. A.J.'s played extremely well. It was Ben's first experience in the NFL game. So it was fun to see him in there. He'll get better and better, man. He's a tough kid. He's smart. But playing for the first time, you're going to have some struggles against that front. They're very good, very big, very strong. And not to mention, we were very one-dimensional there late in the third, early in the fourth quarter, which made it even more difficult.
Jay Gruden talking about those offensive struggles against the Lions. And Brian, let's start with big thing two, a big test for big guys. Melvin Ingram back on the field for the Chargers. Definitely a big task for this offensive line on Sunday.
Well, a couple years ago, we saw Ingram and Bosa in 2017 together, where they were dominant. I mean, they brought so much pressure on the quarterback. Now, last year, I know they had some issues as well. Bosa's maybe the best overall, all-around pass rusher in the game. And you have to spend so much attention on him. When you've got a guy like Ingram over on the other side, he's able to wreak havoc because nobody can go and help the other side. This is a huge test for the young tackles. Cam Robinson in particular. You know, as much as we talk about this year and the story of this year being the quarterback, you know, left tackle Cam Robinson is trying to establish himself as this team's future at that critical position. He's due to get a payday if he can play well. He has played well this year, although last week he gave up that strip sack to Trey Flowers at a critical moment in the game. So, you know, this is one of those moments where the agent turns on the tape with the general manager and says, see this? This is why you're going to pay us $20 million a year to play left tackle. Look what he did to Joey Bosa. This is a big game for Cam Robinson.
Big time, and a big game as a whole for the offensive line, which Doug Marrone admitted definitely didn't have their best game last week against the Lions. But, John, I was talking to Juwan Taylor last night on Instagram Live, and he was saying the confidence that the coaching staff had in them over the offseason, that they really were preaching that this is a group they want to keep together. They don't want to change a lot of things. They want to keep this group solid because they felt like they were going to take the next step in the right direction. And Juwan Taylor was saying, you know, that was so much confidence for us because the outsiders definitely didn't have the same storyline.
Well, the coaches knew what they had. And George Warhop, when he spoke to the media during training camp, he said it outright that his way of teaching sometimes takes a little while. It has looked so far this year like the line gets what he wants. They get working together. You know, in the last couple of weeks and even all season, I get questions about, you know, would Gardner be better with a better offensive line? The offensive line's hurting. Look, they've given up sacks, but a lot of those sacks, frankly, are on Minshew for holding the ball. And secondly, a lot of them have come in the fourth quarter when the Jaguars are down 14. No line is going to stand up to that, people. This is a good offensive line. It may not be the best offensive line in the league, but this offensive line, it can hold up this weekend. The issue is it can't hold up if it's down by 16 points in the fourth quarter. If that happens, it's Katie bar the door. But overall, this offensive line is fine. Stay in the game, stay even, and this line can run late. It can protect. It's fine if you're in a competitive game.
Wouldn't hurt to get a lead early, that's for sure. And Brian, I go back up to big thing one. In the past couple of weeks, there's been, I don't want to say excuses, but there's been specific reasons on how this team can get better. It's very detailed. And it's almost to the point where the coaching staff is getting a little frustrated. They're just more generic, saying, we just have to play better. You know, forget this excuse, forget this reason. We just have to go out and play.
So did I ever tell you about the time that I went to Anthony Robbins' Unleash the Power Within seminar and walked on 2,500 degree coals?
I want to say you have, but I forget where this is going. So go ahead.
Well, here's where it's going. I believe firmly that you have to create your own mindset. You have to create your own positive energy to create your own outcome. These are professional football players. And to some extent, coaches will always try to win the mental game with their team and get them in the right mindset. But they have to come to work every day having walked on the coals themselves. In other words, figuratively speaking, they have to have taken a good hard look at who they are, what they're doing, how they get better, and then go do it. Be a pro means come to work every day internally motivated. Gus Bradley was great at that. He didn't win a lot of football games, but he got a team of pros together and they played. They came and worked as if they were self-motivated. You've got to have players come to work and play. It's about what you do, not what someone says to you. So I keep hearing the questions about frustration and anxiety and blah, 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 blah. Professional football players, take care of that on your own. That's something you need to do, like the chiropractor or the acupuncturist or the stretch therapy. Get your mind right and come to work and do your job.
Let's do it. And John, I will say post-game Sunday, we definitely all sensed the frustration. It really hasn't gone away, which I guess is a little rare, by Wednesday, you're thinking, all right, they're on to the next game, you know, positivity. There's definitely still that frustration and wanting to get back on the field and fix this immediately, which is a little different than a post-game press conference.
Well, Schlen, I once went to a seminar with a guy named Bill who ran it out of a suitcase. I walked across those same coals and it hurt like hell. So that's all I can really think about right now. But yes, they're frustrated. They should be frustrated. When you keep talking about the same things every week, it's because they're putting players in position and right now they're just not getting it done. I could sit here and I'm still thinking about the coals. My feet hurt. But the coaches are putting them in situations. Right now, it's up to the players. I've been saying this all week, to play a little better than they have so far. I don't know if they have it in them. I don't know if the defensive line can stop the run a little better and get a little better pressure. I don't know if Minshew can play a little better and make the throws he's got to make. But right now, it feels like they've got to elevate a little bit and score in the red zone. If they do that, they can stay afloat in these games. If not, I think they're going to have losses. Mm-hmm.
Couldn't agree more. Everyone's got to look in the mirror and do a little bit more, including us. We can give more to this fine program. When we come back, a new segment, Give Me One Thing, coming up on Jags Drive Time.
You can step up to luxury now.
Hello, I'm Dan Fields. Whatever you're driving, you can step up to luxury now. Plus, get our Fields amenities, which include complimentary loaners, car washes, and our cafes.
Make this your year to step up to luxury at Fields Cadillac, Mercedes-Benz, Porsche, Land Rover, Jaguar, and Lexus. When it comes to the ultimate car buying experience, there's only one name that matters, Fields. And Fields matters because you matter. The Fields Auto Group, proud partners of your Jacksonville Jaguars.
At Vistar, we believe in better. Better convenience, so members can bank any way they want, whether it's at a branch, on a mobile device, or at one of more than 20,000 fee-free ATMs across North America. We believe that people have better things to do with their time. If you believe that convenience is better, join Vistar. We never forget that it's your money. All loans subject to approval, insured by NCUA.
Hanania Subaru of Orange Park would like to present our new dealership with over 13 acres of vehicles to choose from and our new online buying program, iBuy. You decide how much of your buying experience you do online, browsing, value your trade, picking your payment, financing. Just go to SubaruofOrangePark.com, pick out your vehicle, and click iBuy to begin. Become an iBuy preferred customer at Hanania Subaru of Orange Park, your local Subaru superstore.
Jags Drive Time is presented in part by TIAA Bank, created to serve, built to perform. By Publix, where shopping is a pleasure. And Baptist Health, changing healthcare for good.
Fair and Fair reminds you to continue to wear a mask, help prevent the spread of COVID-19. Fair and Fair, protecting you and your family since 1979.
That's right, I'm sad and blue, cause I can't do the boogaloo. I'm lost, can't do my thing, and that's why I sing, gimme that thing.
All right, we're back on Jags Drive Time, Thursday morning, brought to you by Fields Auto Group. Joe Fortunato did promise that John Osier would love this song, and it seems to be true. Brian, do you know this song?
You Joe broke up when I didn't hear what you asked, but I'm just enjoying watching John. Can you go full screen with him, Trent?
Alrighty. New segment, if you can't tell, called Give Me One Thing. Give me one thing on offense. Give me one thing on defense that you would love to see on Sunday. All right, dancing man, John, you're up first.
Well, I'll take offense first. Give me, I'll say one thing, but I would rather have a couple of things, a couple of deep balls, one deep throw, 20-yard post, something to get defenses back a little bit from Gardner Minshew, something to take the pressure off the running game. It would help everything. It would help Gardner's confidence. more than anything, it would get teams out of the bunched box that they are facing every week. So I think that's critical. On defense, give me a healthy, raring to go, as you will, Josh Allen. I don't think you're going to get Miles Jack this week. I don't like what you're hearing with the ankle. So give me Josh Allen, give me disruption, and hopefully Justin Herbert can give the Jaguars a turnover to based off the Josh Allen pressure. So give me those things, Schlen.
Fair enough. I'll write it down. I'll send it over to the coaching staff. Brian Sexton, you're up.
All right. I would like to see a middle screen, preferably to a tight end. If Tyler Eifert's healthy, great. Put him in there. If not, James O'Shaughnessy works just as well. Look, you want to let everyone know we're going to run the ball today. However, you have to use the pass to set the run up. And I remember the Titans back in the day. I remember one in particular on Monday Night Football in Nashville back in 2000, where they ran this middle screen over and over and over to Frank Wycheck to soften the Jaguars' defense up to give Eddie George more room to run. The Jaguars were really focused on stopping Eddie George based on what he had done to them in the AFC Championship game. And in that particular night, they couldn't stop him because they couldn't stop this middle screen. And I just kept thinking, what would open things up? And John's right. Deep balls always are going to back safeties off the line of scrimmage. But there aren't a lot of safeties that want to tackle a 6'6", 260-pound tight end running right at them in the middle of the field. So give me the middle screen, if only because I don't know that we've seen that from Doug Marrone in his time as the Jaguars head coach. The other thing is, there was a moment in Jalen Ramsey's first year where he established that he was the man in the secondary. He was by the fact that he was the fifth overall pick and that he was a tremendous athlete. But more than that, you know, he took control back there. And Henderson, early on against the Colts with the passes deflected and the interception, showed that same ability. I'd like to see a pick six. I'd like to see C.J. Henderson make a play that establishes that he is the dominant factor in that secondary. I think he's capable of it. I'm sitting in the end zone last week watching the angles that he took to the ball. And he didn't make every play, but he was there. I like this kid. I think he's a tremendous talent. And I think that a pick six would give him that confidence boost, that something that would take his game to another level.
I'm liking it. We saw it week one against the Colts, his impact. Time to make another big-time game-changing play for C.J. Henderson. My gimme, two things, I guess we're going to call this. On offense, opening drive, pass, completions to Keelan Cole. You heard quarterback Gardner Minshew yesterday. Considers Keelan Cole just as productive as Chark has been lately and argued to get him on the field more. Cole coming off a game with 6 receptions, 143 yards. Use him and use him fast in the opening drive. Make a defense have to worry about Keelan Cole just as much as they have to worry about DJ Chark. And then I'm going to go along with John. I'm going to say give me a Josh Allen sack on Sunday. He has 2 on the season coming back from that knee injury. We're all pulling for him. All of Jacksonville's pulling for him. A franchise guy that wants to have a big-time year. A sack against Justin Herbert would definitely get him there and get that momentum going for the rest of the season. So there it is. Give me 2 things from Brian, John, and I. When we come back, some top tweets here on the Jaguars Digital Network.
Sing it one more time, mama.
Can step up to luxury now.
Hello, I'm Dan Fields. Whatever you're driving, you can step up to luxury now. Plus, get our Fields amenities, which include complimentary loaners, car washes, and our cafes.
Make this your year to step up to luxury at Fields Cadillac, Mercedes-Benz, Porsche, Land Rover, Jaguar, and Lexus. When it comes to the ultimate car buying experience, there's only one name that matters: Fields. And Fields matters because you matter. The Fields Auto Group, proud partners of your Jacksonville Jaguars.
Dreamfinders Homes has a simple commitment to their home buyers. Deliver unsurpassed quality, uncompromising value, and an extraordinary level of customization you simply won't find with other home builders. With over 40 communities to choose from, you'll find a location you love and the home of your dreams. Dreamfinders has townhomes, single-family homes, and custom estate homes starting from the high 100s and a wide selection of move-in ready homes. Quality, value, customization, that's the Dreamfinders difference. Call 904-738-0165 or online at dreamfindershomes.com. Dreamfinders Homes, the official home builder of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Prices subject to change without notice. Equal housing opportunity.
At Vistar, we believe in better, especially in helping build a better financial future for our members. So we've reviewed our offerings from the ground up. We've lowered or eliminated over half our fees and enhanced our already competitive rates, saving members more than $1 million this year, in addition to the millions we save them every year. If you believe that saving money is better, join Vistar. We never forget that it's your money. All loans subject to approval, insured by NCUA.
Jag's Drive Time is presented in part by Dreamfinders Homes, homes that fit your lifestyle. Next Grill, everyone's invited. And Adecco. Visit adecousa.com.
It's time to get in the game. Make your voice heard by exercising your right to vote. Early voting is underway. You can now visit an early voting and vote in person. Want to vote by mail? In Florida, you can request a ballot by mail until October 24th. The choice is yours, Duval. Visit jaguars.com/vote for more information.
Top tweets. Top tweets. Top tweets.
Top tweets. Back on Jaguars Drive Time with some top tweets, some breaking news yesterday for the Jaguars on Twitter by Field Yates saying that defensive end Aaron Lynch is now off the retired list for the Jaguars, will be reinstated to the Jacksonville roster. This is a guy that we saw in training camp, a defensive end that they could definitely use. So we don't really know what went down here, but Aaron Lynch is returning to football, returning to the Jaguars. And John, we were just talking about it yesterday. If you had to pick a veteran presence to be added to a group, defensive end was one of them.
Yeah, I would like help at tackle. I would have loved Al Woods just because I think that's where they're really deficient. But sure, I mean, you know, I'm not complaining. If, you know, anybody can come back, you know, bring Logs back. Let Jeff put his hand down on the ground and rush the passer. Brackens, if right, you know, they need help all along the defensive line. So, you know, I don't honestly know much about Aaron Lynch because he was gone before we saw him play. So it's almost like somebody's coming back, but are they really coming back? Are they just showing up? Who cares? Good, a little more depth, maybe get some pass rush.
Yeah, Brian, and everyone was pretty excited yesterday, but I don't know what to expect with him.
A little pass rush, fine. I mean, but to me, when I see a 280-pound defensive end coming back, it's to help with Caleb on Chason against the run, right? I mean, this is a guy who they'd love him to stuff the run, but he's a pass rusher, and he needs to focus on that. You bring Aaron Lynch back, you can plug him in a week after they gave up a huge 50-yard run and almost 180 yards rushing. You know, they needed another big body there. And, John, you know how they work on nickel packages. Sliding him inside to give some help as an athletic defensive tackle probably makes some sense, too. To me, I see this more as a run fit than a pass rush help.
Hey. Options as a whole are a good thing right now for the Jaguars. That's for sure. All right, let's go to Adam Schefter. It would not be top tweets without him. Tweeting about Antonio Brown possibly returning to football, his suspension eligible to end after week 8. And the Seattle Seahawks are reported to be in the mix to possibly add him to that roster. And Brian, we all know with Antonio Brown, the drama that comes with that and the off-the-field shenanigans, but I can't help but think what that would look like, that team with DK Metcalf and Antonio Brown on the field.
Well, look, yeah, they'd be great, but I'm old enough and I went to Catholic high school. I took Latin, which I'm sure neither of you took. And one of the things that we learned was this, caveat emptor. Do you know what caveat emptor means, Schlynn?
Nope.
It's Latin for let the buyer beware. Beware. He stung people already. On the field and off. I mean, he's the old scorpion, right? If you know the story of the frog and the scorpion says to the frog, will you let me ride on your back across the river? The frog says, no, you'll sting me, then we'll die. And the scorpion says, well, why would I do that? Then we'd both die. Midway across the river, because the frog relents, the scorpion stings him. He says, why did you do that? He goes, it's what I do. And they both drowned, right? Yeah. Beware. Beware of Antonio Brown. I wouldn't want him if he paid me to play.
That poor, poor frog. Poor, poor frog. So, John, I'm guessing you wouldn't go near him any either.
Yeah, I'm bored with Antonio Brown. I don't know the man. But it's almost like he can't keep up anymore. He's coming back, he's playing, he's doing this, he's doing that. If he plays, if I'm watching him on Sunday Night Football at some point, fine. I just can't, you know, it's tedious at this point. Come back, play, put your heart into it, and then maybe we'll pay attention. And maybe it makes me a bad analyst or whatever, but I can't do it anymore.
You're just tired.
My feet hurt from the Coles. I'm tired of Antonio. It's just a whole thing.
It's
bad
been a
morning.
A tough Thursday. All right, well, this is something, I don't want to say it's cool, but it's refreshingly honest. And it's Ryan Fitzpatrick, who was the starting quarterback for the Miami Dolphins. Now Tua Tagovailoa was announced to be the starter. And normally you get the, you know, the business-friendly answers, like, I'm happy for him, I'm going to help him out. And Ryan Fitzpatrick, Brian, he did say that. But if you go back and watch his press conference, it was very honest, incredibly upset. He was surprised, said things like it broke his heart, and he was shocked that he's now on the bench. It was just different, Brian. I think we all can appreciate that.
Well,
it was
been his career.
A genuine guy.
I mean, I can't believe that Fitzpatrick would be shocked by this. It's been his career. He's been that fill-in gap quarterback for eight teams now. I mean, what did he think when they drafted Tua in the spring? Did he think he was going to hold him off all year? How can it be heartbreaking? I'm confused.
I see where you're coming from.
Well, but usually, I'll say this. You know, usually when the guy who's holding the job gets replaced, the team's out of it.
Right.
This team's actually 3-3. They are a game back in the East. I get that Tua is eventually going to be the guy, but I kind of get where Fitzy's coming from. You know, you've played, if it happened at 1-3 or whatever they were coming to the Jags game, maybe. But it's almost like you've played your way back into it. You're close. You know, I kind of get it. I know what Brian's saying. It was going to happen. But it did seem kind of funny on that front, the timing of it. So, whatever.
Yeah, the timing of it a little strange, especially with Ryan Fitzpatrick definitely doing his part and playing well. So, yes, interesting stuff there in top tweets. We come back on Jags Drive Time. Some closing thoughts here on the Jaguars Digital Network.
You can step up to luxury now.
Hello, I'm Dan Fields. Whatever you're driving, you can step up to luxury now. Plus, get our Fields amenities, which include complimentary loaners, car washes, and our cafes.
Make this your year to step up to luxury at Fields Cadillac, Mercedes-Benz, Porsche, Land Rover, Jaguar, and Lexus. When it comes to the ultimate car buying experience, there's only one name that matters, Fields. And Fields matters because you matter. The Fields Auto Group, proud partners of your Jacksonville Jaguars.
Dreamfinders Homes has a simple commitment to their home buyers. Deliver unsurpassed quality, uncompromising value, and an extraordinary level of customization you simply won't find with other home builders. With over 40 communities to choose from, you'll find a location you love and the home of your dreams. Dreamfinders has townhomes, single-family homes, and custom estate homes starting from the high 100s and a wide selection of move-in ready homes. Quality, value, customization, that's the Dreamfinders difference. Call 904-738-0165 or online at dreamfindershomes.com. Dreamfinders Homes, the official home builder of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Prices subject to change without notice. Equal housing opportunity.
Oi.
Bonjour.
Xin chào.
Dobrý deň.
Que finançado com?
Como te podemos ayudar?
If you have an accident, the last thing you should have to worry about is a language barrier. That's why at Fair and Farah, we have a team as diverse as our clients. So no matter what language you speak, we'll fight for your voice. Farah and Farah, here for you.
نحن هون للكل.
Ici pour vous.
Aquí para todos.
Here for all, Jacksonville.
Back on Jags Drive Time Thursday morning, brought to you by the Fields Auto Group. Some closing thoughts here. Today is Defense Day. Coming up, Todd Wash press conference. We have some players after practice. Happy hour this afternoon. And then tomorrow morning, we're back. Jags Drive Time, 9 a.m. Coffee with the coach. Doug Marone joining us tomorrow morning. We will see you then. 2-0.